Welcome. This is a podcast for those who are curious about spiritual direction. My name is Kimberly Pelletier.
And I'm Samuel Ogles.
And we are glad you're here. You may be here because you have heard about spiritual direction and you're curious. Maybe you're in spiritual direction and you're familiar with it, but you want to know more. Or you're a spiritual director, maybe a pastor or a therapist, or a friend journeying with someone, and you really want to hear someone else's perspective on the spiritual journey. Well, you're in a good place, because this is a podcast, not of questions and answers, but of questions and explorations.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The name spiritual director is actually a misnomer, because as spiritual directors, we don't direct anyone. We don't give them answers. Instead, we help them connect their story to God's story, to focus on the movements of the Spirit in their own lives, and to pay attention to that very closely.
So, journey with us.
The format for the podcast is exploring in conversation questions about the spiritual journey. We'll be focusing on one question in each episode, and we get those questions from you, from listeners. So, in the show notes for every episode, there's a link where you can anonymously submit your question. It's open to anyone, Christian or not, religious or not, absolutely anyone. We also have some ways to connect with both Kimberly and me. Those links are in the show notes as well.
Today's episode is an introduction episode where you're going to learn more about our individual journeys into spiritual direction and how they continue to change us, and also about spiritual direction in general.
So, Kimberly, tell me a bit about your journey becoming a spiritual director. What did that look like? How did you find spiritual direction? Talk to me about that.
Sure. Well, I sort of fumbled into it, it feels like. I was in graduate school, and I had heard of spiritual direction. I was in graduate school for more of a ministry focus, and I was interested in moving over to a psychology focus. And believe it or not, in the psychology program, they had a class in spiritual direction. And I thought, this would be fascinating. I want to go to this class. So I went to the class, and it was highly experiential. I was there with just five other students, and we were in a small room, and we had a professor and his wife. And we would come every week. We had a lot of reading to do on spiritual direction, but our classes were not around that. We were actually experiencing it, and we did group spiritual direction, which had a rhythm to it. We would listen. We'd be quiet. We would notice things about each other's stories, and we would just encounter God in a different way, and it was something uniquely different that I had never experienced before in the ways I was understanding myself. And my personal life had kind of been falling apart at the time. And my marriage was in a tough place, and I had this place where I was hearing God, and it was restoring my soul, and it was affecting my relationships, and it was affecting my own outlook on the world. And all I could think of was, I need more of whatever the heck is happening in this room every week.
So. Yeah. I'm so glad you are touching on the theme of experience, because I think more and more the church seems to be waking up to that. And spiritual circles are definitely waking up to that. And in spiritual direction specifically, I think a lot of people think it's basically just sitting and talking all the time. You know, sort of like a God talk therapy. A God-centered talk therapy. Or something.
Which is not. And I love therapy, but it is not. It's not that. And I had come from, even before that particular personal difficulty in my life that I was going through at the time, I had had some really challenging experiences that were traumatic in the clinical sense. And I would go to church, and I was supposed to just think about God. These were ideas, and we would stand up, and we would sing songs, and then we'd sit down, and then we'd think. And all I remember thinking in that season leading up to that was, my life is lived in my body and in my full experience. And the trauma and the difficulty of experience is fully me. but I go to church and my only way to connect with God is in my head, and I'm struggling. Mm. I'm really struggling. I need something more. Mm. And this class and these books and these people who had been doing this for hundreds of years, apparently this wasn't new, mm-hmm. which was really comforting. Yeah. I was able to engage in this, and it was feeding this part of me. It was scratching that itch that just said, this isn't enough, this isn't enough. Mm-hmm. And it felt really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, satisfying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you had these experiences, you felt drawn to this personally. Mm-hmm. When did you make the jump of, not only do I need this, but I want to help offer this for other people?
Yeah. That's a good question. Well, after that semester ended, we had actually some other difficult parts of our story, our life, and our life just took some tough turns. And I went through a real deep season of grief. Our marriage held together, which I'm really thankful for. But there were some other deep griefs we walked through. And through that time, I started a group. I used a book called Spiritual Direction by Henry Nouwen, and I had a taste of what this group stuff was like, and I thought, I could do this, but I need some help, and so I'll use this book with Henry Nouwen, and I felt like he was
pretty
my mentor.
Guy.
Yeah, 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 I really did. I felt like he was my mentor, and he was with us every week, and I was so thankful. I mean, the Holy Spirit is good and all, but I really needed some person. I mean, in all seriousness, the Holy Spirit is, you know, in all of it. But
yeah.
It was, I gathered a group of women. I had to cap the group because so many women wanted to be a part of it. And,
yeah, wow.
We just experienced God week after week. We stayed together for several years. And it not only transformed my life, what I experienced was transforming these women's lives, their experience of God, of the world, how to hear and how to notice the movements of their own soul and where God had been intersecting and really been a part and with them and in them in places none of us really noticed until we got together and a bunch of quote unquote amateurs, lo and behold, we could see with together, you know, we could see each other and we had ways to help one another, quote, have eyes to see, if you will, and ears to hear. And that began the journey of, I need to know more. I need to be trained in this. There's something, I won't call it magic, but and there was something deep and really special about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And here you are.
And here I am. And now I speak about spiritual direction. I write about it. And most importantly, honestly, is the sitting with people one-on-one and just.
Yeah. There is something magical about that.
There is. Mm-hmm. I love my peer spiritual direction that I'm with when I'm a group, whether I'm listening or I'm sharing. And I love sitting one-on-one and just discerning that movement of the spirit with another person. So,
Yeah. And it's interesting how you can, it's interesting that there is a way of knowing. I think people sort of, try to navigate the spiritual life with ideas, sort of like you said, and ideas as guideposts, and they're great, but they're really only part of sort of an integrated way of being, right?
Right.
And an integrated way of knowing and discerning.
Right.
And that's one area that I think spiritual direction really has something to say and offer because people are really oftentimes just getting part of the story.
Right. Yeah. I mean, most of in my undergraduate and my graduate work, more than any other classes I took is theology, Bible and theology. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love that. I love it. I love the ideas. I love taking things apart and understanding. But, and it's not that there's a but as in, but that didn't matter. Mm-hmm. It was this one piece of this whole. And once all of this started coming together, it was this other way of knowing that brought me to life. And like, I love how you said another way of being because I feel more fully human than I've ever felt.
Yeah.
In my whole life.
So, yeah. Yeah. I think you're touching on something that really attracted me to it as well, because I very much had, you know, I grew up in a Christian home, had that background, was very faithful to it, and then got to college and sort of did the typical questioning period. Mm-hmm. What do I believe? Why do I believe it? Mm-hmm. And I came out the other side very much still in the Christian camp, and it was very, you know, happy about that. It was not a kicking and screaming process. I was very happy with how it went. And I very much had sort of an intellectual conversion. So I was Protestant before and I became Catholic.
Oh, and wow.
I really enjoyed the richness of sort of the theology, the history, everything that was sort of scratching that itch for me intellectually that I really hadn't had in a very low church upbringing. So that was sort of what I resonated with first. And I think what led me to spiritual direction was being in that space for a few years and then getting to a place where I think I was just exhausting uses for that tool, right? There's only, for me, there was only so much connecting with God I could do by thinking about God and studying God and reading theology, which I did a lot of. And and it was great, like you said, like not discounting that at all. But yeah, really felt like there was some way of connecting with God that I was missing. And my own experiences, I was going through a difficult time in college and after college. It's funny how God uses those difficult times. That often seems to be the catalyst. So for me, going through a very difficult time and then feeling like I came out of it really by accessing that on a very minimal level, accessing sort of other ways of, you know, connecting and integrating with my heart, with my body more and not being able to ignore my body, which I think I was very happy to do as a young man. And so, so learning to integrate that more and realizing I sort of needed that. So I started explicitly like asking for spiritual direction in my parish and among other people I knew, and ended up finding really a series of great spiritual directors who were sort of what I needed at the time. And so I found it really helpful in my own life, sort of, like you said, sort of integrating different parts of my experiences and who I am. And then after going through it for a few seasons, felt like I really would love to offer this to other people. Like, I feel called to do this myself. And I love, like you said, I love the, I think you use the word magic, but I mean, it's like a sacred space. I mean, it's a really holy thing. That's the word that comes to mind. No matter what that person is or their background or their theology, it's a really holy experience to sit with them and hold their story. And hear what they're sharing and trying to sort of reflect back to them what you're hearing and, and helping them in that process. So I really wanted to pass that on to other people and serve in that role. And I was fortunate to have some people in my life who really spoke into me and said, yeah, actually, I think that you are called to that. So here I am too. And then we connected in the somewhat recent past about sort of a shared vocation of being a spiritual director, plus just lots of fun experiences like the Enneagram and Henry Nouwen and all of that.
Richard Rohr, of course.
So, but I'm really excited about this podcast. I'm excited to have the conversations, hear people's stories, and get to talk about them in a way that hopefully is helpful for other people on their own journeys too.
And explore these spaces that it's tough. It's tough to nuance things any place these days, right? Particularly the internet or you know, any sort of social media and that. So
we get to be the champions of nuance on this podcast.
May this be the space of nuance and space for people to explore without without having to have all those answers, right?
To be in process, really.
That's very a place that's safe.
Exactly.
I'm excited.
Let's do it.
All right. Sounds good.